Hello, Tom Kerridge here, and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about using dried fruit in more than just puddings, bakes and desserts. So here, I'm sharing my recipe for Moroccan chicken with dried cranberries and olives. I love the sweet and sour flavour the cranberries bring to this dish, but it's very versatile and would work with most dried fruit if you have leftover from Christmas baking. Don't forget you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. The prep time is 30 minutes, cooking time is about 1 hour 30 minutes. It's all made in one pan, it makes 4 portions and it can easily be frozen. The ingredients you'll need are 8 skin-on, bone-in chicken thighs, 2 tablespoons of ras halanut, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 onions chopped, 2 carrots cut into large chunks, 4 garlic cloves finely chopped, a thumb-sized piece of ginger peeled and finely grated, 1 tablespoon of harissa paste, 1/2 a preserved lemon, finely chopped, or a peeled strip of lemon zest. 1 cinnamon stick. 2 bay leaves. 400 gram can of chopped tomatoes. 500 mils of chicken stock. 300 grams of green olives, drained. 100 grams of dried cranberries or sour cherries, or any other dried fruit that you've got to use. Apricots, raisins, sultanas, they would all work too. To serve, you'll need some chopped coriander and cooked couscous. Step 1. Season the chicken well and toss in the ras halanut. This can be done the night before and left to marinate in the fridge. Step 2. Heat the oil in a large casserole or sauté pan with a lid over a medium heat and spend a good 15 to 20 minutes browning the chicken on all sides. You might need to do this in batches. Scoop onto a plate using a slotted spoon and set aside. Then cook the onions and the carrots in the pan for 8 to 10 minutes until soft and golden, adding a drizzle more oil if the pan is dry. Add the garlic and ginger and cook for 2 minutes more. Then stir in the harissa and preserved lemon. Cook for another minute until the vegetables are coated in the mixture and sticky. Add the cinnamon and bay leaves, then tip in the tomatoes and bring to a simmer. Step 3. Cook for a few minutes until it has reduced to a thick paste. Tip the chicken and the resting juices back into the pan and pour over the stock. Stir through the olives and the cranberries and return to a simmer. Put the lid on a casserole and leave to simmer for 45 minutes to an hour, or until the chicken is cooked through and tender. Serve scattered with coriander and couscous on the side. Thank you for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more information, head to bbcgoodfood.com.